You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Merlin L. Miller, an American independent film director, writer, and producer, and a 2012 presidential nominee for the American Third Position Party, now called the American Freedom Party. Merlin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be with you.
Merlin, the last time we spoke was a little bit before the November 2012 election, and you had gone to Iran for, I don't know, maybe it was about a week or so, I think, and you met with the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and now you have just gotten back from a 3-week trip there. Is that right?
Well, just a little over 2 weeks. It was part of a Hollywoodism conference that they were hosting.
Hollywoodism?
Yes, and basically their position is that Hollywood, of course, controls the discourse, the public discourse, and we desperately need an alternative to this to get truths out to people around the world.
How was it that you went the second time, or had you been there prior to your...
Well, this was just my second time. I was there in September with another film festival, and it was really my entree there, got to meet a lot of great people. And this one was actually a larger conference and had appeal to a lot of intellects and filmmakers from Western civilization, as well as through the Islamic world. And it was just a good gathering of people to come and discuss what's really happening in the world and help create forums for truths.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we hear so much, and we're confronted almost on a daily basis by the Zionist-controlled U.S. media about Iran and how they view Iran. And of course, unfortunately, most Americans get their information from this Zionist-controlled source. And of course, Iranians are portrayed as animals, savages, terrorists. What are they like? What are these people like?
Well, they're wonderful people. I'm just so impressed with the Iranians. They're very gentle people. They're very intelligent people, very courteous. They had no hostility whatsoever to me or the other guests from the Western civilized countries, even though they should have cause for. But they're not. They're very understanding. They do realize how the Zionists controlled international media, and they realize that they've been targeted simply as one of the lone voices standing against this Zionist power structure. And I think they're looking for truth to be spread. They want to establish cultural bridges and do what they can to restore some sense of normalcy to the world.
Yeah. What's your prognosis on that?
I'm an optimist. I'm very positive because I see so many great things happening as a result of these initiatives that Iran is taking. I do also believe that within America, a tidal shift is underway. I hope that enough people are starting to wake up to the realities and start to question what we get from our own government and from our controlled media and say that, no, this is not right. You know, we need to start put America first. We need to put the vision of our founding fathers and our Constitution first and reach out in peace to other nations and not always in a warmongering sense.
What exactly did you do there for the over 2 weeks you were there?
Well, for the most part, it's a lot of seminars were going on, a lot of presentations were being given by a lot of the guests that were there. It was just a great exchange. And of course, most all the guests were interviewed constantly. You know, there was a lot of media attention there, whether it was radio or internet or television. We had a lot of forums for discussions, and we were able to get our viewpoints out. It was just a very enriching experience. And I think we, of course, saw some films, some projects, and of course, were exposed to a lot of perspectives that we normally would not get here in America. So it was just a very enriching experience, and I think it is very positive just to be able to make these bridges and make contact with other people who are truth seekers.
Mm-hmm. How was the food?
Oh, wonderful. They have a diet which, of course, you're probably only getting the westernized version of, and I would love to get more of the Persian flavor of their foods. But for the most part, it's rice dishes, and of course, they have the lamb dishes and chicken dishes, and very good. I had no problem at all with the food there. I love it.
Did you get a sense of how the Zionist-directed sanctions are affecting your everyday Iranian?
Well, when I was there in September, I really noticed very little effect, and I think the effect of the inflation and whatnot was just starting to kick in as I left Iran in September. This time, I think it was a little more noticeable. I think the people are coping quite well with it. I think the country is looking to do what they can internally to survive and to grow and still be a strong force. But it undoubtedly is having effect, especially when it comes to medical supplies and things which endanger the average citizen. And it's just criminal to me that we have these sort of abusive sanctions taking place with no justification for them at all.
Yeah, sad. Any progress on your USS Liberty screenplay, which is called, I believe, False Flag?
Well, that was one of my prime motives in returning to Iran, to see what I could do to further this. And of course, if we didn't have sanctions, I would love to see a co-production possibility develop. I don't know that that's feasible, but I do believe that we are getting more and more support for telling the story of False Flag. And my specific goal is to produce that film this year. I think it's such an important film. And I think that if the American audience has understood what happened to the crew of the USS Liberty, and especially our military people and military supporters, they would be aghast at how he survived. These heroes were treated as criminals for having survived a grotesque betrayal by the Israelis and, of course, elements of our own government who covered this up.
Right. And, of course, the website is americana-pictures.com, right?
Yes, and it has information about the project. And not only does it deal with what happened to the USS Liberty in 1967, but it connects it by way of a modern-day journalist who's trying to prevent the escalation of this war on terror into World War III, where a new false flag operation would be initiated to of course, blame the Iranians. So very timely project, very critically important project to get truce out so that, in fact, the American public can have some warning as to the kind of evil games are at play here.
That's right, and I guess have been at play for a long time, right?
Yes.
And, of course, you're not just a writer and producer of films and director, but you also served in the United States military, right?
Yes, and in fact, as an Academy grad, I knew also Naval Academy grads, and I had no idea what had happened to the USS Liberty in 1967. Totally news to me when I met a survivor about 10 years ago and began my quest for trying to figure out how, in fact, America's foreign policy had been hijacked at that time.
I think we discussed that last time we spoke. I have met plenty of people who were in the military for 10, 20, 30 years and never heard of the Liberty, and once they were apprised of it, they were shocked and they felt a sense of betrayal. At least that was how I interpreted it. Have you experienced that when you educate people about the Liberty, that their response is one of betrayal?
Yes, very much so. And of course, their initial response is one of disbelief. You know, they can't believe that they've never heard of this or this could have possibly taken place. But once they get past that and they understand the realities, I think there's a very strong sense of betrayal. And they want to get to the root of why and what's behind all this and what can we do to get our country back and put the loyalty to our service person foremost again.
That would be great. Will you be running in 2016 again, or is it too early to ask?
It's really so early for me, David. My focus right now is false flag. I just think that it's such a critically important story. And of course, if we're successful in getting this made, I think it can be a grand wake-up call for Americans. And then later in the year, I may be wanting to shift back into politics again. It's so critically important that we regain our republic and we get America back where we belong. And so I'll do whatever I can to help build whether it's the American Freedom Party or a coalition effort of new parties, something to better represent the American people rather than depending on the corrupt two-party system we have today, which clearly represents special interests and not the American people. I think that there is a title shift taking place now. And I hope that, of course, the confirmation of former Senator Chuck Hagel can take place and we can get some more rational minds to help with our foreign policy and open a dialogue with countries like Iran and help put America back in the place we should be, which is clearly promoting peace and well-being for all nations and not just acting as the bulldog for Israel.
Yeah. Let's say a listener, first time they heard about false flag, the USS Liberty, and they're interested in somehow assisting you in getting this produced. What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the website, Americana-pictures.com, is of course my company website, and we're looking to secure equity investors, equity partners in this project so that we can get it off the ground. And contrary to Hollywood, we don't need to spend fortunes to do this, and this is a political thriller which can actually be produced at a very modest cost. And there is the possibility of co-production scenarios unfolding as well, but I don't want to rely on that. I want to move forward and get this thing out there. It's just that important to get it out there this year.
Merlin L. Miller, American independent film director, writer, and producer, a candidate for president in 2012. My choice, by the way, in New Jersey. That was one of the few states that actually had you on the ballot. Thanks so much for sharing this information with me and the listeners. And you're a great man, a great American, and looking forward to talking to you soon, Merlin.
Thank you, David. It's been my pleasure. And please keep up the great job.